Welcome, Beyond the Walls with Team World Vision, and officially welcome to the Fall 2020 Team World Vision Pomoja team. If you're listening right now, you very likely are moving your feet as a part of a very special team. You have decided to Twende Mambale Pomoja. You have said yes to going farther together. Beyond all odds, in the face of adversity and uncertainty, you have said yes to moving your feet for hope and health to combat a global pandemic and bring clean water and fullness of life to kids and communities around the world. The first time I visited Kenya, I was enveloped by the beauty of the community and the culture of the Kenyan people and the essence of Pomoja. In Kenya, people are seen, valued, and celebrated in a way that reminds you that you are distinctively tied to the community and that you matter. When someone did something worthy of celebration, everyone would gather together and rub their hands together slowly in a circular motion. As you did so, someone shouted out a person who deserves to be celebrated, and then together, everyone would clap their hands powerfully and shout, "Pomoja!" together. Almost immediately, we were one. As the heat fires up and the humidity sets in and the miles increase this summer, we will go farther together. We will Twende Mambale Pomoja. We will support each other in our hard miles and celebrate them when we get through them. We will fix our eye on the finish line, children and communities with sustainable clean water. As you lean into your miles today, we want to help you expand your understanding of the global water crisis and your impact upon it and the COVID-19 pandemic. Today, you get to hear from the best of the best, a powerful interview between our director of Team World Vision Chicago, Josh Folgerts, and Dr. Greg Allgood, our vice president of water, sanitation, and hygiene at World Vision. This interview happened last March at our national leaders gathering. Turn up the volume and dial in. You won't want to miss a second.
So the first session we're going to walk into is our session specifically on WASH. And just a quick little micro burst of power on the water work we're doing. And to do that, the one and only Josh Folgerts from Chicago is going to be narrating this session. But before he goes, he's going to actually have a guest join him. And this guest, I could tell you a lot about water from my perspective, but this guest is actually our in-house water expert. Dr. Greg Allgood actually has incredible history of being a water warrior. You all know this, he has his master's degree in public health from the University of North Carolina, then got his doctoral degree from that same North Carolina area, North Carolina State University. Dr. Allgood, I want to ask you later, did you get any like rivalry prejudices between going to North Carolina to begin with and then North Carolina State? That must have been interesting. But over the next 26 years of his career, Dr. Allgood served those around the world for the cause of clean water through Procter & Gamble and did a lot of incredible initiatives in a senior leadership role at Procter & Gamble, including working with the Clinton Global Initiative, as well as the Procter & Gamble Children's Safe Drinking Water Program, and established all that. And then in 2013, joined World Vision staff as our vice president of all things water. He's one of the biggest water advocates on the planet, and we're lucky to follow his leadership here at World Vision and all of our water work around the world. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn the mic over to the one and only Josh Folgerts, our leader in Chicago, and then the one and only Dr. Greg Allgood, Vice President of Water for World Vision US.
Thank you very much, Rusty. And for everybody listening in, if you guys have any questions, we are going to have a time of Q&A with Dr. Allgood at the end of this. So start sending those into the chat now. But Dr. Allgood, it is just an honor to get to interview you today. I have quoted your work and research to thousands upon thousands of our runners here in Chicago, and I know many of our Team World Vision staff have done the same in their cities. But we're going to dive right in with the questions. Can you tell us just a bit on how you ended up at World Vision?
It's a great question to ask anybody from World Vision why they came to World Vision, because there's always a God story in it, and it's certainly the case for me. As Rusty mentioned, I was at Procter & Gamble and led one of the largest efforts in the for-profit sector for addressing the global water crisis. And we worked in a lot of countries, and we did it through partnerships. We had 60 different partnerships working with World Vision and all the other players in the water sector. And so we got to see World Vision's work up close and personal in a lot of countries over a decade. And I had a chance to take early retirement from Procter & Gamble. And I chose World Vision because I love the model that World Vision uses to address poverty. And even though we're the largest water group, we're not just a water group. So we do health and education, child protection, Christian witness, and we do all the things that are necessary to lift a community up out of poverty. And I love that. And so I only placed one call. It was to World Vision. And I thought that was in the story, that I had chosen World Vision. Then about 6 months later, someone told me at World Vision that as they began to really grow their water efforts, they decided they need to bring someone in to lead the work, lead the strategy. And they made a list of people sort of with a name in water. And I was blessed enough to be on that list. And then they began to pray over the list. And so when I called, they weren't surprised at all. So it's definitely a God thing that led me to World Vision.
That's awesome. I always love hearing people's stories. We have so many unique stories of teachers, accountants, ballerinas, all kinds of walks of life that have gotten us to this point. So thanks for following that call, and could not be more grateful that you are with us. For the next question, you are probably the best person in the organization to address this. So could you tell us a bit about the World Vision WASH program?
Yeah, so WASH, water sanitation hygiene. We are the largest provider of clean water on the planet. We reach one new person with clean water every 10 seconds. And why do we put so much effort on providing clean water? It's really the basis for all good development. Water's water, of course. You need it to survive its life. But water is also many other things. Clearly, it's health. If you're drinking water that's full of bacteria, viruses, and parasites, you're not going to have good health. You're going to be sick. Water is also nutrition. In addition, of course, to growing food, half of the malnutrition in the world is caused by diarrhea, because when you have it, you can't absorb nutrients from your food. So when you have clean water, you can do a lot to address malnutrition. It's education. If you're walking hours for water every day, you may be too tired to perform well or not even go to school. And water is empowerment of women. Women and children walk 200 million hours every day to collect water. And so when you free up that time, you give a woman the ability to make choices in her life that she didn't have before. And finally, water's economic development. It's a way to improve livelihood. So it really allows for everything that's necessary to move forwards and address poverty. We've become the largest on the planet.
And we provide water in households, in schools, and in healthcare facilities. And in healthcare facilities, half of healthcare facilities don't have clean drinking water or even soap. And so imagine that, and particularly in these days and times, if your nurse or your doctor didn't have a way to wash their hands between seeing patients. And a lot of pregnant women bring their own drinking water to the healthcare facility to wash themselves and their newborn babies after giving birth. So it's not a surprise that infections spread. And what should be a joyful experience, the miracle of birth, instead all too often becomes a tragedy of losing the mom or the baby. And I think everybody can understand the need to address that. We're doing it in a very major way. World Vision committed to reach 800 rural healthcare facilities as part of our WASH program. And we're well into that work. It's a three-year commitment, and in the first year, we reached 399, serving more than 3 million people. So that's all part of the work, and I think easy for people to understand in this time of the coronavirus, how important it is to make sure that people have clean water and ability to wash their hands.
Yeah, and that's a great segue actually into our next question, which is very timely and on a lot of our minds. So in light of the coronavirus, how is World Vision uniquely positioned to fight this?
Well, we've been on the ground fighting the spread of the virus since the very beginning in China. And you're right, we are uniquely positioned in a couple of different ways. First, World Vision knows how to help prevent the spread of infectious disease, like the coronavirus. That's based on our experience fighting other infectious diseases like Zika, Ebola, cholera. In fact, we've had some real breakthroughs in Ebola, for example. And it's because we have tens of thousands of experts who are local, working in the community level on the front lines to educate people on the things they need to know to prevent the spread of infectious diseases. And the second thing is we are wonderful partners with the local communities, including faith leaders who are trusted in communities. We've had long-term relationships with them, so we're able to be very effective in generating community response. We've declared the COVID-19 crisis a global crisis, the first time we've ever done that within World Vision. We're working here in the U.S. We have warehouses in different places, and we're reaching out to the frontline healthcare workers with masks and gowns and sanitizers, and we're preparing food and other packages for vulnerable families, particularly those children that were really dependent on the meals they were getting in schools. And when you think about the developing world and the most vulnerable countries, and you think about COVID-19, it really could be a nightmare situation. We know that the virus is more severe in people who are vulnerable. And in Africa, there's, you know, millions of people that are vulnerable because of unsafe water and maybe malaria, and they may be malnourished. And so we're ramping up our water sanitation hygiene programs and also our health programs to help address what's going to probably be a very bad situation.
That is all great info. I love how World Vision has really been on the forefront of things just like this since we started, you know, 70 years ago with Ebola and Zika, continuing that trend today with COVID-19. So time for one last question, and then we'll open it up to the group. We've got, you know, 300 runners on this call right now that are putting their bodies on the line for training, for half and full marathons, and they're inviting their friends and family to give to WASH. What would be your final charge to them as we go out into the rest of our seasons?
Well, first, thank you all for what you're doing. You're really the hands and feet of Jesus helping us reach the most vulnerable, and thank you so much for that. I'd encourage you to be bold in asking your friends and family to support you. We all know that this is a time of very high anxiety, and one of the things that people need most in the times of high anxiety is to reach beyond ourselves. And God really wired us to give back, and we're most fulfilled when we're serving others. So when you're inviting your friends and family to be part of this, you're providing them with a wonderful service to be beyond themselves. So invite people to join you at this time. Your fundraising is helping prevent the spread of infectious diseases, including the coronavirus, as I just explained. So be bold. Thank you. And God bless you for what you're doing.
Thanks, Dr. Allgood. I wish we had just hours upon hours with you. I encourage you guys to follow Dr. Allgood on social media. Tons of great info that he puts out all the time. But I'm going to pass it over to my good friend Javi Diaz, who has been collecting some amazing questions from all of you in the chat function. So Javi, take over.
Yeah, thanks so much, Josh and Dr. Allgood. It's always good to be with you. We have several good questions here. Thank you, Shelley, for your submission. Thank you, I think that's Lula, for your submissions, and Nancy as well. So maybe the first one that I'll kick over to you, Dr. Allgood, which I thought was a great question, is Shelley is a self-admitting public health nerd, and she wants to know, how does the WASH program at World Vision include education to the communities as part of these water projects reaching them? She also wants to know if she can work with us someday. So how is the WASH program inclusive of education? Maybe you could talk a little bit about that cross-cutting piece for us.
Sure. So we provide the water wells, the hardware, the infrastructure, but that's a small part of what we do. The education in communities is absolutely critically important, and we're really good at it. We have over 700 water sanitation hygiene experts, and so we work with communities to help them understand the importance of healthy behaviors. We help them establish a water committee that takes charge of the water point, make sure it's well maintained. While we, through the funds that you raise, provide the water point, the community provides a small amount, a couple of pennies typically, for every jerry can of water they collect, and that's enough to pay for the ongoing maintenance and repairs of the water point. In fact, independent studies showed that we're the best in the business and sustainability of water points. And it really leads back to this education that we do with communities. We're also doing it in a fun way. One of the best ways to educate communities is to go through kids and let them be change agents within communities. And so the healthy habits like hand washing, we do through a program that we've established with Sesame Street. When you think about it, Sesame Street is the largest informal educator of kids on the planet, and we're the largest provider of clean water on the planet. So it's, and we're both child focused. So it really makes for a great partnership. We've rolled that program using Sesame Street characters, Muppets, to more than 14 countries, reaching millions of kids with it. And it's a fun way to get people to remember that the proper ways to wash their hands.
Thank you so much for that awesome answer, Dr. Allgood. Here's another one for you from Lula Merkel. As we make progress in the clean water crisis is being solved, she's also read that in some developing communities and countries, soda, soft drinks, pop, they're becoming, in some cases, cheaper than water. I'm sure education is a part of this, but without answering the question for you, how can we keep nutrition at the forefront in serving communities in this area?
Yeah, the poor, there's a lot of studies that show the poor pay more for water than wealthier people, because getting access to water before a group like World Vision comes in and provides a permanent water source can be very expensive. And so providing clean water, permanent water source that we provide is the best way to provide a low cost water that people can afford. Water, as I mentioned before, is absolutely linked to nutrition. In fact, if you don't have clean water, the rates of malnutrition are very high. We're working in Rwanda, for example. It's one of our priority countries, and a third of the kids in rural areas are malnourished. So we combine our water efforts with nutrition programs, teach people how to grow nutritious foods, and are providing malnourished kids with food through the feeding centers there. The moms come in and cook the food. They help grow the food in the community gardens, and we're lifting kids out of malnourishment.
That's so good. I mean, we love this, the way that WASH is such a cross-cutting, multi-sectoral. It just impacts so many things in communities. Maybe one more question, a couple more question is, in what ways, as we continue to address the water crisis, and what other ways, as we introduce WASH, are we also addressing other areas like HIV/AIDS, TB, malaria, and that sort of thing? I'm sure it's tied into water in some way. Can you speak a little bit to that? And then I have one more question for you.
Yeah, the integration of our water work with our health work is key. In many cases, I'll go back to Rwanda, our water leader is also our health leader. So Rwanda named Nkez. And so they're absolutely critical. Clean water is the basis for development. We provide the clean water in the healthcare facilities, along with waste management, hand washing stations, wherever patients can be seen within the healthcare facility. And this really is the basis for the healthcare center helping their people more. Then we work with community health workers that reach out into the community, providing monitoring services, whether it's making sure people with HIV/AIDS get their medicines, or someone with TB gets their medicines, tuberculosis. It's World Vision, when you think about it, when you support their water work, you're also helping support all the other efforts that we do to help lift people out of poverty.
Yeah, that's great. So here's my next to last question, and I think it's a good one because it's about sponsorship. And obviously, we are cash fundraising. We're also asking people to step through fear to sponsor a child. But in what ways is child sponsorship also helping us fundraise and impact the global water crisis?
You know, I'm a water guy, so I think of everything through the water lens. And when I think of child sponsorship, it's absolutely critical to have us be the best in the business as far as sustainability of water points. The child sponsorship funds really allow us to have a sustained presence in communities with the registering the kid, making sure they're going to school and getting their health checkups. And so that allows us to have the staff on the ground in communities that are being lifted out of poverty for an average of 15 years. Then on top of that, we raise the funds to provide the permanent water sources. And so they really work together. In fact, when the study that was done that showed that our water points are more sustainable than other groups, the group that funded the Hilton Foundation, who's partnered with us for more than 25 years, and they fund more water work than anybody else, and they've chosen World Vision as their primary partner. They said, well, you guys sort of cheat because you have this child sponsorship and you're able to be in communities longer term to walk alongside them. And so we said, okay, yeah, we're cheating. We'll take that one.
That's awesome. And then I know that you are one of many, many WASH experts around the world that are actively serving our communities. And as a people of Prairie, we just want to ask you, Dr. Allgood, is there any specific way that we can be praying for you and our global staff as they reach the most vulnerable with water, sanitation, and hygiene?
Yeah, praying for our staff that are really on the front lines, particularly in these times of high anxiety and you know, wondering what's going to happen with COVID-19. You know, we've been through this before, in a way, with the HIV/AIDS crisis, Ebola in Congo and Liberia, but never at this scale. And so if you pray, please, for the safety of our staff and to help us keep the focus on ending the global water crisis while we also fight the coronavirus.
Thank you so much for giving us some insight there. Do we have just one more moment? I know we want to pray for you and consider all these things. We got a lot of great questions coming in through the chat, y'all. But one more question, and I think it's a good one, and Anne brought it to light. In terms of our domestic and international response to COVID-19, are there any particulars that you want to share around how WASH is helping us in those efforts? And also maybe a question for you, LDR, is there anything specifically through our fundraising efforts this weekend that are impacting our domestic COVID-19 response? So maybe first to you, Dr. Allgood, and then maybe to you, LDR.
Yeah, so the major needs in fighting the spread of the virus is making sure that as we face this ramp up in cases and critical cases, that our healthcare personnel, that we don't lose the front line. And so we've already responded in the Pacific Northwest, where the outbreak started, with masks, gowns, hand sanitizers, and we're continuing to do that work. Thermometers, face shields, those are critical supplies, and it's one of the most important things we can do. And then it's the healthy behaviors. We've all heard, I hope, about the critical importance of washing our hands. You know, as someone who's a public health expert that's long known about hand washing, you know, that it's not a very sexy thing to talk about, but it's top of mind now for the first time maybe ever in at least the last 100 years in the U.S. So our staff knows how to do that. We have partnerships like with Sesame Street. We're going to be launching for World Water Day one of the videos to uplift people a little bit and be relevant of a Muppet called Raya, a 6-year-old girl Muppet, and Elmo singing a hand washing song.
That's so good. Well, Dr. Allgood, we could sit here all day and just pepper you with questions, but we just want to thank you for your commitment to us as a fundraising team and to our kind of global community here in the U.S., but also to the most vulnerable in the world. We're just so honored to have someone of your caliber be on our team and to be an advocate for the most vulnerable. So thank you for your time, and we're going to kick it back over. Yeah, who are we going to kick it to? Yeah, you, Rusty.
Thank you again, Dr. Allgood. We give it up for you visually with our hand claps. Thank you, Javi and Josh, for navigating that really well.
On March 11th, World Vision launched its largest global emergency response in its 70-year history, with the goal of reaching 72 million people in 70 countries, including here in the U.S. Since the March interview you just listened to, World Vision has reached over 35 million people through emergency response. Over 14.5 million are children. Friends, 68,000 public hand-washing stations are now in place. 20 million people have been reached with the promotion of preventative behaviors, and 79 million faith leaders have been equipped to spread prevention messages. Hand washing is critical in stopping the spread of COVID-19, and you can't wash your hands without clean water. Right now, only half of the healthcare facilities that World Vision partners with around the world have water on their premises, and only 16% have basic hand washing facilities with soap and water. The good news? We can change this. World Vision reaches one new person with hand washing education and clean water every 10 seconds and is partnering with 220 community health workers on the front lines, in addition to faith leaders in vulnerable communities around the world. Because of our long-term commitment to communities through sponsorship, World Vision is a trusted partner and uniquely positioned to combat COVID-19. Make no mistake, your miles and fundraising this season have and will give people the power to prevent the spread of disease and save lives. Lean in, take good care of yourselves, and be bold. When the miles get long, remember, they matter. Twende, Mambale, Pamoja. And in the spirit of togetherness and going farther together, we're super excited to share with you that our health and wellness video series is up and live. Check these out on our Team World Vision YouTube channel, as well as our Facebook and in your training resources every Wednesday. And of course, if you've enjoyed the podcast this week, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. See you next week as we get to hear more about World Vision US's presence and response to COVID-19 right here at home.